views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone, and I hope you're all having a great day today. It's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. It's very nice. Spring has come. Last show, I was actually not... I actually had a tape show because I was not feeling well. And I'm back here today. I do have some emails I want to get into today from questions. And I really appreciate you joining me. You know, during this radio show, my wish is always that you'll hear something that will activate your deep intuitive knowing, motivate you to take the next step in your life, maybe just touch your heart and your soul. Intuitive awareness, it opens the door to a magical way of life. And as you listen and pay attention to your own intuitive knowing, you trusting it, allowing it to guide you, that world just begins to open up more and more for you. And it's a wonderful way to live. You know, during the week at any time, if you want have a question, you want to contact me about the show, if there's a particular topic you'd like me to address about intuition, psychic awareness, love and intuition, mediumship, your kind of psychic type, or even just a question or concern about your personal life, feel free to give me an email at sgd7777@yahoo.com. I am going to be taking calls today, and you can call the show here at 800-930-2819. And we're also today going to be talking about intuition and life purpose and how you can more get in contact. I have a lot of people that have a lot of questions about that, their life purpose, what are they here to do, looking for that kind of meaning, that more of a connection to life day to day, being of service in some way. And I'm going to talk today about how you can use your intuition to hone in on that a little bit more. And if we have time, I'd like to share an exercise with you, a little meditation that will help you to get in touch, hopefully, with your own more of a sense of your life purpose and what you're here to do. Before I go into a call, let me talk a little bit more about life purpose and what I've discovered as I've been doing readings for many years for people. And that is a very common area that people would like to know more about for themselves is, what am I here to do? It's a very deep part of us that we all kind of have that soulful yearning to know and to be part of life in a bigger way and to have that kind of just deep sense that we're fulfilling a purpose that is connected not only to ourselves, but it's connected to others here on the earth. And it's also connected to more of a divine source of awareness of being, that we've been placed here in this earth at this time in order to be a benefit and help and service to others, which I truly know and believe that we all are here for that reason, to help one another, to uplift, to heal, to share joy, and to give. And sometimes simply a positive smile, word, connection to another doesn't even have to be a huge, kind of massive feat or anything that we have doing it a job. It can simply be whatever way we connect with others and share that energy. A lot of times we have no idea how incredibly important that may be to another. But some of the things that I've discovered about life purpose is that we tend to have more than one life purpose. When I do readings for others, it's very clear that we move through cycles in our awareness, that in our life, I mean, we may be in life at a certain point in our life learning about patience, or, you know, things aren't going the way we'd like them to go. We really want something to happen. And that can go for intuitive abilities, too. I have a lot of people, because of the books that I've written, Discover Your Psychic Type, You Are a Medium, my last book that was out, will contact me and say to me that they really want to be developing these abilities more. They feel called to do it. They do have abilities, but they're not feeling that they're at the level that they would like them to be. They'd like them to be stronger. You know, they'd like to maybe be doing medium readings for others, and it just doesn't seem to be happening that way. But one of the things that I've discovered is that it doesn't mean that you're not intuitive, and it doesn't mean that you can't at some point maybe become stronger in these abilities. There are times that we simply need to be learning perhaps patience, maybe focused in a different area. And with our life purpose, we can be here for a multitude of reasons. We can be here on one level to, you know, there might be personal things about ourselves that we're needing to learn to let go, or needing to allow others freedom and not control them, or we're learning how to manage our emotions and to treat people with love instead of anger, and how to you know, kind of develop more of a sense of commitment or determination. Simultaneously, we might also have a purpose that has more to do with giving to others in some way. It might be that we have a gift that we're able to help others to heal physically, that and that could be through simply touch, or through some type of healing modality, or it could be as a physician or a nurse or a medical practitioner of some kind. And so we could have the purpose to be helping and healing others in that way, and simultaneously also have a purpose of our own personal work. So, and, you know, I know in my own life, my purpose, it feels like it's changed at times. I feel that I've been, you know, I was very focused in intuitive work, psychic medium work, and I still am. And then writing kind of started to surface more and more. And I felt like I had a very strong intuitive communication with higher guides, that it was really important that I start writing. So I felt like I kind of graduated, and I evolved, my purpose evolved into another purpose. And sometimes our purpose shifts once we are able to, you know, kind of really master and get to a place with whatever it is that we're working on, that we've reached some sense of completion, some sense of, you know, kind of getting through, learning, giving as much as we can, and then we go into a new purpose. One of the other things I've discovered is that, and by the way, some purposes can last for a few months, and some can last for years. Some can be a long cycle of years and years, and then another purpose we may have for simply a few months even. But, you know, the soul is on a mission here. We're here to learn, we're here to evolve, to expand, and to give and to express, to share love, to be able to learn more about love within ourselves. And that mission, that kind of mission of evolution, keeps our purpose constantly shifting and constantly changing. And so we're able to like I said, you know, kind of evolve and grow through our purpose and share and give to others. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to take a break in a couple minutes. I also, once we get back, I am going to do a, I've got a couple emails I'm going to get to. So if you would like to call too, if you have a question about your purpose, feel free to give me a call today. It's 930-2819, and we can talk a little bit more about perhaps your calling or what you feel is your calling, because our purpose is that deep, kind of sometimes a little bit unknown part of us that we really so much want to connect with that, you know, it can basically kind of drive us, drive our awareness. All right. So you're listening to Sherry Dillard. I so much appreciate your listening in, and we'll come right back in a moment.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everyone. You're back. We're back. Intuit University. You know, I didn't share this in the first segment, and I'm kind of surprised I didn't share it because it's been big news for me in my life. I had a granddaughter born this past Sunday morning at 6 in the morning, and I've been with my daughter taking care of her three-year-old and her and the newborn, and it's been a really wonderful week being here. And being around little ones, I miss it. So it's a nice kind of, I just want to share that with everybody. Her name is Emma Lynn, the new baby. All right. On a whole different note now, let me get to one of the emails that I told someone that I would answer today. It's a little difficult. It's a I do psychic detective work, which is sometimes the police. I do it for and with the police. At other times, I'll do it for people, private people who experience crime in their families. At other times, I also volunteer for missing persons groups. So this particular case is for a woman whose daughter was murdered. And I wanted to bring this up because her daughter was her daughter was murdered. I think it was a week after giving birth to her son. So the baby, the week old or 2 week old baby, was right there in the house right next to her when she was murdered. And the mom came to me, and her mother, which would be the baby's grandmother, her mother and father, wanting to know if they had any leads, anything about the case I could share. The father of the baby was actually arrested not too long ago for the murder. But the mom emailed me and asked me a couple questions about the murder. Now, I want to bring that all up so that as I talk about this, you'll kind of know what I'm referring to. So the man who was arrested for her daughter's murder, I'll call E. I'll just say his name is E. And what she says to me is, "Dear Sherry, E, the man who was arrested, told police when they first interviewed him, he said, 'I can't tell you the truth.' The police thought that this was an odd statement to make during an interview and felt it was more involved than just killing their daughter, Courtney. Any feeling about what he was referring to?" All right. So in this, this is for Carolyn. All right. So let me just tune into this situation for a moment and see what I get about E and why he made that statement. All right. Well, I feel that E is, I actually feel that he's somewhat psychotic when I tune into him. And this, of course, is the man that killed the daughter, Courtney. I feel like what he was referring to was his own kind of mental state, his mental illness, where he felt that there was some reason he had to do this, which was pure mental illness, psychosis. And so it didn't make sense. I don't feel like it was necessarily anything he was referring to that was like a concrete plot. I feel like he unfortunately was in a state of psychosis when he did this, but of course still responsible. Which is another interesting, question to bring up is, even, as it pertains to the work I do in some ways, obviously not anywhere similar to this, but simply in the way that, there are altered states of awareness, and sometimes those altered states are more real than the reality we live every day, that they really are in touch with certain higher energies and certain, kind of really divine states of being and other beings and being able to communicate. And then there are altered states of awareness that are very dark in nature, that are kind of part of massive forms of energy that are negative, that are crippling. They're diseased. They're a kind of a state of hell, basically. And if there is a hell, and I do believe that that is the hell. The hell is those states of awareness that bring us down into this dark, dark hole of negativity, and we really can't get out of that. And so I feel like there was not necessarily a reason why he said that than his own deeply kind of sickened mind that felt that there was some justification to it. They also asked if there was another man involved. We'll call M. All right, so let me just tune into that. This is, again, I'm referring to the email I was sent by the two people who lost their daughter to a murder. And they want to know if this other man, we'll call him M, will be arrested soon. All right, so let's see if M is in any way involved with the murder. Well, I feel like he's involved, not directly, but I do feel he's involved. But again, I don't know if this would be anything that I don't know if they could charge him. I'll look to that in a moment. But I feel like he knew E. They discussed gruesome kinds of details about these things. So, yeah, there. Let me see if there will be an arrest. Yeah, they definitely seem, M seems to certainly have been part of the kind of buildup of, I don't know, again, what's the word for this? It's kind of more or less motivating him to do it or egging him on, kind of buying into this kind of darkness he had and actually putting more energy into that and instigating. So they're definitely could be a charge brought up against him. I do feel they're trying to do that. It's one of those things they're going to have to find motive for and, you know, a charge that will stick. So I'm not sure you're going to see an arrest anytime soon, though, unfortunately, which is unfortunate. You know, I've done a lot of police work and it's a tough boy when we have a loved one who's gone through some kind of trauma like that, and this is the worst case scenario, actually losing the daughter who had just given birth to their grandson. And so many times, you know, justice is not served in the physical world, it's served in the higher realms. And not that I'm talking about necessarily you know, the kind of agony we suffer here, but justice is served in a higher order of things. And part of it is certainly karmic in that, you know, whatever we do to ourselves. Whatever we put out there, we do it. We accumulate that energy for ourselves. And so sometimes, you know, it's actually better to be arrested, caught, and go through any kind of punishment here, because it actually karmically frees us more to be, you know, kind of witness to that and have to go through that. Because when we don't, when we think we hide in the physical world from anything, even something like stealing or, you know, whatever it may be that we think we get away with, we do not get away with. There is always a reckoning of what we do. So, and, you know, I think it was Rumi, the poet, who said, if you think that it's tough here, wait until the other side and the true energy emerges, because that energy we have to experience for ourselves. So whatever happens here, again, he will have to experience that energy. Okay, I wanted to get to that question. I've got a few more questions I'm going to get to, hopefully. I got a couple minutes here, so let me just change topic again and talk again about purpose and using our intuition to, you know, to kind of tune into that a little bit better, to kind of get more from our life, to feel more connected. You know, there's something that activates within us when we're living our purpose. And that's one of the things that intuition can really help us with, because when we're living our purpose, even if it's something that's difficult that we're needing to experience, if it's karmic and we have tried to, in the physical world in past lives, get away with something, or we've tried to, you know, not work hard or to resist our lessons in some way, and so they come in harder. But even when it's difficult work, or even when it's something that we kind of would like to skirt, the thing is when you are in your purpose, you're in your soul energy and you're going with the current of the universe, of the universal flow. And that always, always, always brings in more energy in a positive way into our lives. Even when it's difficult, strangely enough, we get something inwardly from that work that keeps us going, that helps us to refine our spirit, refine ourselves in a way that encourages us and kind of really motivates the best from us. You know, I've worked for many years, I worked with people who had really, you know, and I still do work with people who go through a lot of difficulties. And when we can kind of know that there's something in that for us, when we know that we're doing important, purposeful work in some way that maybe we're benefiting others, and we can feel that even if we don't have the concrete verification, we're you know, our soul is nourished, our spirit is lifted up, and we can get through almost anything, as hard as it can be, when we know that our spirit is present, on track with our purpose. So we're going to take a break again. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk more about how to kind of work with this in our intuition, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hello, everybody. Glad you're back listening to our show today about intuition and life purpose. And let's get into a little bit here today about how life purpose and intuition go together. One of the things that we often do when we're really kind of feeling like, you know, I'm not living my purpose, I know there's something more, what can that be? Is what we tend to do is we tend to kind of push our mind, our thinking a lot, which is not a horrible thing to, you know, come up with ideas. But when we only try to access this information through more logic and reasoning, we often run in circles. You know, it's kind of how, you know, we can look at so many things. Who makes the most money? What was I kind of good in school that maybe I can make a career out of? You know, what opportunities are there in, you know, kind of the field perhaps that my parents were in or my relatives or someone I like or something like that, which again is not a bad thing to do because it's always good to kind of get as much information as possible, but it's only half of the story. It's only half of what you really need. What you really need, in addition to kind of the reasoning and logic and statistics and who makes money and what can I actually do, all of that, is there also has to be a sense of connection. There's got to be a sense, an inner sense of an upliftment that says, you know what, this door is opening for me. This feels right. I feel energy with this, almost like a tingling, almost like a rush of energy. And what happens is that because our purpose comes from our soul energy, our spirit energy, when we connect with that, like I was saying earlier, that energy opens up for us. And so our intuition, which is the voice of our spirit, you know, intuition is simply our spirit communicating with us. We can trust it. It's those deep, deep vibrations of knowing that come, you know, bubble up from that really wise, loving place within us that knows what we need, knows what we can give, knows what we can share. And so there are a few different ways that intuition will surface. Intuition can surface through a sense of knowing. It can surface through our feelings, feelings of upliftment, feelings of love, feelings of connection. It can surface through more of a spiritual way, which maybe be through our dreams, where sometimes we'll dream of, we'll see ourselves doing something that maybe we hadn't thought of, or we will actually feel that experience of being participating in an activity and it feels just right to us. And we can also get our intuition more through, like I said earlier, just kind of a tingling in our body, a physical sense of energy. When we're doing something, when we're participating in something, we just feel healthier. We just feel better. We can feel the energy flowing through our body, and it feels really good. It's almost like that natural high that we know we're doing and being, we're in the right place. So, you know, in my books, Discover Your Psychic Type, You Are a Medium, Love and Intuition, I talk about these four types, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. And it's through these same modalities, feeling, thinking, or knowing, I should say, dreams, which is the spiritual, intuitive, and physical, which is again energy kind of in our body, paying attention to these simple things along with a few other kind of techniques we'll talk about can really guide you, allowing yourself to be guided by those kinds of experiences is simply listening. It's simply one way to listen to your intuition. Now, you know, one of the hardest things of working with our intuition that most people struggle with somewhat is listening and knowing how to discern intuition from more of our thinking, more of, you know, people will always say that to me. It's like, how do I know that's my intuition? And how do I know that's just not me wanting this and thinking it and kind of making it and creating it in my own mind? One of the ways that we can do this, I want to talk about, and that is kind of discerning the different voices that kind of we listen to within ourselves. You know, sometimes our decisions, even our life purpose, is driven through, not through intuition or even through logic or reasoning. It's driven by other things. And you know, some of the voices that are inside of us can be very convincing. And we will listen to that voice instead of the voice of our clear intuitive knowing. So let's talk about some of the other voices that kind of crowd out our intuition. I'm going to talk about some of the most common of those voices. And probably one of the most common is fear. You know, fear motivates our decision making and life purpose probably more than anything else. Fear of not making enough money, fear of lack in that way, fear of not being intelligent enough to maybe pursue a certain area in our life. Maybe the fear of, you know, what can happen to us if we listen within and we don't do what others expect of us. People will tell me this quite a bit that, well, I would love to be, I don't know, we'll say everything in me would love to be working with animals or writing more or helping people in a different way, but I just can't do it because I have to pay my bills. I have to get insurance. I have to make my car payment or whatever. And so I can't do what I really feel called to do, want to do. And that's actually the voice of fear. That's the voice of fear saying, and there's so many different disguises that fear uses. It can be anxiety, stress, worry, over-responsibility, but it all comes down to the voice of fear. And fear is simply, you know, it's almost the opposite of intuition, because intuition is about that open energy. It's about using that energy to access more of ourselves in a bigger way, and it frees us. Where fear binds us, it binds us to a kind of way of life that cripples us and tries to keep us, you know, in check. So notice the voice of fear when it surfaces and call it for what it is. Don't just say, oh, well, you know, it's really true. You know, the truth of the matter is that your spirit and your soul, if you're aligned with your purpose, you are never going to be completely, you know, down and out, at least not for any length of time, because, or suffering in any way, or, you know, kind of thrown out into, you know, the world with nothing. Your purpose is always going to find a way. It's always going to have what you need. Now, it may be day to day at times, but you will have whatever it is that you need, because your soul is very resourceful and it's much more powerful than what the world throws our way. It's much more powerful than fear. Now, another energy that we often listen to when it comes to purpose, or instead of our intuition, is guilt. We so much buy into guilt, and guilt is simply that voice that says, you know what, you're not good enough. You don't deserve to really be that happy. You don't deserve to have that. You know, whatever the guilt may be, whether, you know, we did something that we regret at some point, which we've all done, or the guilt of simply a kind of more of a spiritual guilt of, you know, non-deservingness that doesn't necessarily even feel to have a source. It's just kind of this magnitude of guilt that we can all kind of sometimes suffer from. You know, the fear being one, and guilt being that energy of more of not deserving. And so that's really common. So call guilt for what it is too. Guilt will try to tell you that maybe you can have what you want, but not right now. You've got to be better. You've got to be doing more. And you simply, you know, if other people don't have it, then you shouldn't either. Another voice that we often listen to is illusion, believe it or not. You know, it's kind of this kind of empty desire, this emptiness of, you know, I want this fanciful way of life because I want it. Because I simply want it. It's actually ego. A lot of spiritual people confuse illusion and ego with spiritual truth. You know, you may on your ego level want a certain something, whatever it is, but it's got to be something that your soul has really come here to evolve and grow with. It's not just something to distract you from the kind of deeper awareness and knowing that you're here to do. All right, we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to take a break. I'm going to try to get back into this and do hopefully a little bit of meditation, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Intuit University, and we're finishing up today our talk a little bit about intuition and life purpose. Okay, so let me get through a little bit here. The voice of your intuition, we just talked about guilt, fear, listening to those voices, listening to empty illusion, desires that don't have a basis in the real soul work that we're here to do. But what you do want to listen to is your spirit, your intuition. And the way that you're going to know it's your intuition is that it's going to give you a sense of calm knowing. It's going to feel powerful, not in an illusionary, I want to be powerful in the world kind of way, but within your gut. You will feel it within the center of your being. You'll feel a sense of connectedness. And you'll also have that sense of knowing, an upliftment of feeling, of emotion, of sureness, of your heart will feel as if it opens and you'll feel that flow of energy. Now, one of the things that's so important to do, though, with your intuition when it comes to life purpose is really talk to energy, communicate with energy, communicate with your own spirit, with the spirit of all that is, with God, with life force, with divine energy. Invoke that energy. You have to invoke it in order to really truly communicate with it. Ask to be shown. Ask to be led. Ask in the way of really wanting to know, not in the way of, you know, yeah, it'd be interesting to know, or I'm afraid to know, I want to know, but I don't want to know. Ask with that determination of, you know, I really want to know why I'm here. I really want to be grounded in my purpose here and do the true work of my soul, of my evolution, of why I'm here. It's a beautiful, wonderful payoff when you do that, because when you do that, the universe always answers. You will always, always get a response to that question. You'll get a response to any question, but certainly when it comes to that depth of our being, it's almost like, you know, it sets off this huge chorus of energy that wants to communicate with us. And so a lot of times what will happen when you ask that question is you will begin to see a lot of synchronicity. And, you know, I always call synchronicity that balance between listening and listening, waiting, and acting. So synchronicity is signs. A lot of times, you know, if we talked a lot about them on the show, it's the way energy responds in the physical world, the way it communicates to us. It can communicate in the way that for instance, let's say that you're looking, you're asking for your life purpose, you're listening to your intuition, and you're led to picking up, let's say, you see something on the internet about a certain kind of career training, or you see classes for energy healing being offered. And it's not just that you see it, but you see it more than once, or people bring it up to you, or you see this and the energy in you starts to move within you. You kind of become aware of something and you can feel it in your body. You just know it's right for you. Or you dream of something. You dream of working with children or with animals or healing or with plants or herbs or whatever it may be, and then the next day somebody brings that up to you, or someone asks you about that, any interest, or they're interested. But synchronicity is simply coincidences that are obviously not coincidences. It's the way the universe is talking to you. So what you want to do is listen. Again, don't become aware of the voice you're listening to. Listen to that calm, centered, powerful inner voice, and then watch and listen for synchronicities. And like I said earlier, part of this is the balance between acting and waiting, because sometimes, you know, we get these messages and we don't act at all. And then sometimes we get these messages and we completely want to change our life really quickly and then become frustrated and upset when things don't change the quickest we want them to, or we feel like we have been completely duped by the universe, that we've been led down this path and all we get is a concrete wall in front of us. And so sometimes we have to use our intuition to know when is the time to act and when is the time to wait. And again, dialogue with the universe, and that will become more clear to you whether you're in a waiting period or an acting period. And if you're in an acting period, the truth is that any action you take, whether it's signing up for a class, or maybe your purpose is, again, is a little bit more of an internal purpose for you, that you're here to experience more joy. You're here to experience more love, that you know that you need to develop courage or the ability to say no to people. A lot of times that's part of the purpose that we have here. Maybe not the kind we want. You know, everybody wants, you know, to have it kind of as a worldly event that, you know, seems kind of, you know, just huge and like a Hollywood kind of thing. But, you know, the real work is happening within us. The real work that we've come to do is about our own spirit. It's about our own soul. And if you engage yourself when you know that these are your purposes, then what happens is that other doors in your life open. When you feel stuck in certain things, the quickest and best way to unstick, move through something in the external world that you're not able to move through, is to do the inner work, is to realize, you know, I need to temper my emotions. I need to treat people with love. I need to express myself in positive ways. It's a funny thing, but that can change our life because that simultaneously changes the external world. So don't get into that kind of mindset where, you know, it's all about purpose, is all about kind of the external events. It's not. It's about the internal events too. And like I said, they're more powerful than what you will know. So do the work you need to do in that way. And like I said, it becomes easier to notice the external. Okay, so listening within, discovering your passion, again, because it will feel passionate, and it will also reconnect you with who you truly are. Once you gain some clarity about this and you can kind of trust your intuition and know, you know, I don't know how I'm necessarily going to get there into an active purpose of living that. Let's say you want to heal others and be of service in some way. I've had people emailing me who really want to do medium work, who have, that's one email I wanted to get to today, which I didn't, but I'll address it now simply in the way that, you know, if you feel called to do medium work and you're good at it, you know, you're good, but it's just not happening, or any kind of service work, whatever it may be. If that is your passion, it will, knowing that will reconnect you with your true self. It'll reconnect you with who you are, with the meaning, and all it simply means if it's not happening right now, it's your waiting time. And you know, waiting is an important purpose to learn. It's incredibly, you know, I heard it once said by, I can't think of exactly who it was, but, you know, that we've actually come here to wait. That's part of the lesson we're all learning, is the waiting game here in the physical world, you know, because in spirit, there is no wait. It's always completely now. And when we can live in that now, even with that sense of, you know, it's not happening exactly the way I want, it is a wonderful advancement for the soul. Okay, so we talked a lot today. If you have any questions during the week, feel free to, like I said, give me an email, sgd7777@yahoo.com. I enjoy talking with all of you today. I hope you're all going to have a great rest of the week. And pay attention to the moons. We've got some incredible lunar eclipses coming up. So we're all going to be kind of wacky and a little wild, but that's always a good thing, right? All right. So you're listening to Intuit University, and I will be back in 2 weeks with a guest, and make it a wonderful intuitive day. And please listen within, listen within. God bless.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella.
One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.